to see you again. Well, yes, I suppose things are getting serious. They'll get more serious before we're finished, I'm afraid. What happened when Teely got out of the Medi-Pit? Well, let's find out, shall we? We present Bert's Place. Hi everyone, Bert here. I hope you're all keeping well and enjoying the autumn, which is my favourite season. As for me, well, I don't think I've ever been quite such a mixed-up mass of conflicting emotions in all my life. What with being wildly happy, furiously angry, scared half to death, so elated I could fly to the moon, completely exhausted so that I can't keep my eyes open, and so wired you could bounce me off the ceiling by turns, I don't know if I'm on my head or my feet. Or maybe it's both. Oh, thanks for all your lovely tweets and messages about Teely. She's doing much better now. Well, she is in some ways, but she'd be doing one kiddle of a lot better if those stupid, idiotic... Sorry, I get a bit carried away when I think of that. I'd better try to calm down and tell you from the beginning. We'll start on a certain day a couple of weeks back, on a certain beach, where a certain lep you might know was collecting shells in a biting wind, playing an old-fashioned game his friend El had taught him, and dreaming some rather special daydreams. So many pretty shells. Maybe I can make her a necklace. Now, let's see. Gold, silver, copper, brass. Gold, silver, copper... Oh, Zlet, the tide's coming in! And good morning to you, Mr. Seagull. I'll thank you not to cast your beady eye on me like that. I'm no good to eat. That's right, keep flying. The sea's that way. Now, where was I? Silk, satin, cotton, rags. Silk, satin... Here I am.
Aha! There he is. I've been looking everywhere for you. Lunch is ready. I've laid it in your favourite place by the fountain.
One of my favourite places, you mean? There are so many of them here that I couldn't possibly choose just one.
Oh, well. Come on up to the house and eat, or it'll get cold.
All right. And don't think that disarming smile will get around me, Miss Teely. You shouldn't be out in this wind, and look... You haven't even got a coat on.
Oh, stop fussing, Sirhan. I've told you 1,000 times. I don't need to be wrapped in cotton wool. I'm fine. Look at me. 100% perfectly heavy.
Zia, get down this second.
Oh, but...
Listen, I'm not trying to spoil your fun, but only a while ago you were being lifted out of a Medi-Pit too weak to move. I haven't forgotten that, even if you have.
I'm sorry, Sir. I know you're only trying to look out for me.
Well, you remember it and keep your feet on the ground. I don't want to see you lifted out of any more Medi-Pits, Zia. Come on. I don't think I'll ever forget that day. I was so scared.
Drainage 90% complete. Patient is stable. Warning. Please stand behind the red line.
Slint! Sorry!
Look here, young lip. I promised you could be here, but not if you go on dithering like a doodlebug. Keep still.
Drainage 95% complete. Patient is stable.
I can't. I don't know what's coming out of that oversized, slanny bathtub. It's not so bad for you.
Oh, isn't it indeed? Think you're the only one fond of that young spark, do you?
No, but...
Oh, yes, I know. You're like all the rest of those blithering blunderbrains. Think no one suffers quite as much as you do. Well, let me tell you something, young Felomilep. I knew that young elf before you did, long before she started getting involved with any of this romantic rubbish. Eh, what? Yes, practically watched her grow up.
You did?
You had me. Got ears, haven't you? Even if they do look a bit silly.
That was uncalled for. What was she like then? T- Teely, when you knew her first?
There wasn't anyone like her in all of Elfeld. Beautiful, of course, but wasn't just that. I don't know if I've got the words. She seemed, I don't know, to light up a place when she was in it. Cold! She was just a downy-eared newbie. And within a month, she had us all eating out of her hand. Any elf would have done anything for her. She's just like that. She was a good worker, too. The best. Did some ticklish jumps for the Bureau, yes. Got us out of some very tight spots.
When did things change?
About 3 years ago, I should think. She met someone. Don't know how. She wouldn't tell us. And that's not like her. And it was getting here, time off there, and...
Oh, I've worked hard for 11 years, Mr. Bilby. Now I want to have some fun.
Well, just look where it got her. What?
Drainage complete. Patient is stable. Initiating pre-removal procedures.
Oh, stars.
Yes. They'll start lifting her out in a minute, and then we'll see. What are you looking at me like that for, young lip? I don't think I like it much.
It's all right, sir. I understand now. I understand completely.
You keep your impertinent remarks and your perceptions to yourself, young excrescence.
She'll be all right now, sir. She will.
That will do. Look at the pit. They're starting to lift her out.
I can't see anything.
We won't until they turn off her oxygen bubble.
Oh, stars, I feel sick.
If it's any help to you, you're not alone. Bronze and iron! Didn't see a thing! They took her past at a gallop. Oh, well, gotta get her decent, I suppose.
Well, she's out of the pit at any rate. Now I wish they'd shut that Zlint bubble off and let us see her.
Removal procedures complete. Visitors may approach and stand on the green line. Shutting down oxygen bubble. Transferring monitoring to patient wrist unit.
Oh, wow. How beautiful.
Amazing. That young bubbly out in the office must have given a DNA donation.
JC, do you mean?
Yes, that's her. Rainbow elf. Only one born every 100 generations.
Patient is returning to consciousness.
What?
Right here, Zihana.
Bilby. Here too. Heard his voice.
Well, someone's got to keep an eye on you, eh? What?
But... What did they do to me? Do I look awful?
No, Zia. I promise. Like a rainbow princess. JC must have helped you.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, I'm so tired.
Only to be expected. You'll have 3 days here. Then we'll see.
You're so good, Mr. Bilby. Thank you. Thank you.
Never mind your thanks, little ingot. Just concentrate on getting better. Come on, seeing all we can see here. They'll take her up to a convoy room soon.
Mr. Bilby, did you see her eyes?
Ah, saw that too, did you? Yes, in spite of that multicolour makeover, you only have to look at those eyes to know that Teely's with us again. Now come on, are you going to stand around here all day?
You're awfully quiet, darling.
Thinking.
Thinking and looking. Why are you always looking at me?
I was looking at the way the light catches the pink and silver in your head fur. It's so pretty. I'll stop looking if you don't like it.
I don't mind, Zia. I'm only teasing.
I'm glad you don't mind, Zia. After all these months without you, I still have to keep checking you're really there. Oh, honey, is there any more bread?
I'll get it.
Oh, Teely, walk.
It's quick
like it this way. Anyway, I like it.
Just slant.
Here we are.
Thanks.
Ooh, such a face. What is it, darling? There's no need to worry. You know I'm getting stronger all the time and I'm being really careful.
I don't like you floating so much.
But, really?
We don't know anything about it. JC may have given you more than just her colouring when she gave her DNA donation, but even she doesn't know why you can float like this. I just think you should use it sparingly, if at all, until we find out if it's safe.
But...
And apart from anything else, look at the trouble it caused for us at the lair. There you are, Zia. Are you comfy?
Oh, yes, thank you.
You've got the TV remote, iPad here, look. I've downloaded all your favourite magazines. I've got to go and work now, but... I'll be in later to see if you need anything.
You're so kind. Thanks. I'll be fine.
No, Bites, you can't go in there. Look, no.
Right, so that's going to be the week after next. I've got the Wikipedia article for you, so I need you to start from there and dig up anything else that you can.
Yes, got that.
I could really do with some audio, interviews, rare recordings, outtakes, particularly anything to do with the early career.
Right.
So you really ought to be able to make a start if you've finished that editing. How's it coming along, by the way?
Yes, got that.
But... You haven't heard a single word I've said, have you?
Of course I have. You want me to do the editing for next week's show?
Oh, this is just rubbish. Get out of here. Go and see if Teely's okay, if that's what you need to do. And then get back here with your mind on your job.
Here's your tea. Are you okay?
No, not really. Oh, head's being annoying. Could you come up? I've hardly seen you all day.
All right. I have been busy.
Look, sweetie, I know you're torn two ways here. I'm trying to appreciate that it's not easy. But you're Arlette too.
Elle, can I ask you something?
Yes, of course.
If you'd lost the most special person in the world and then had to watch them nearly die and now you had them back again but only for 3 weeks before you didn't know what was going to happen to them, wouldn't you find it a bit hard to keep your mind on your work?
Ouch.
Yes, ouch. Elfold's had to do a full regeneration on Teely. They're not just going to let it go with a handshake and be a good girl in future. They don't work like that, El. I've always, always put you and Brian first. My work's been my whole life and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm desperately grateful to you and Brian for letting me bring Teely here to convalesce so that we can see as much of each other as we can. I really will try to do better. But if I'm not my usual conscientious self, please try to understand how hard this is.
It's okay, sweetie. Thanks for explaining.
Okay. Now, what shall we do?
Nothing. Go and be with her. I'll be okay.
Thanks, Elle. Here I am, Ziahana. Sorry I've been so long. I've been up to my ears in work for this new documentary. Are you okay? Do you need anything?
Hi. Don't fuss so, Zia. You've got to work. I know that. Oh, I'd love some cranberry juice.
I'll get it right away.
Oh, Bert, is the iPad in there? Could I have it, just for a little while? I'd like to check my email.
Okay, won't be a second.
I wonder whether I'll have heard back from JC yet. I want to know... Ah! What on earth? And, what exactly are you? No, you can stay there. I don't want you. Stay away, I said, you horrible thing. Get off. Bert! Stop laughing like that. Stop it, I say. Oh, my gold and silver sand. I'm floating. There, you nasty thing. That's got me away from you.
Teely, what on earth do you think you're doing? Oh, there, Bites. She didn't mean it. There. It's all right, Bites.
You know what this thing is?
Yes. Look, it's a long story, but he's my friend. Don't you dare hurt him.
Oh, all right. Anyway, look at me. Look what I can do. Whee!
Teely, get down. We don't know if that's safe.
Whee! Oh, this is fun.
Did you hear me? Get down!
Oh, Gold. I don't know if I can. Oops.
What on earth is going on in here?
It's good to see you up and about, Teely.
You're very kind, Bran. I'm so sorry about all that commotion the other day.
It's okay. That's all over and forgotten.
Hello, Bites. All right?
Come and sit down, Zia.
There's something that we want to talk to you about.
Oh, dear. Don't know if I like the sound of this.
Bert, you told me the other day that it was really hard for you to keep your mind on your work, given what had recently happened and what might be about to happen. That's still true, isn't it? Though I must say, you've been trying ever so hard.
Yes, it is still difficult.
Am I right in thinking that Teely's convalescence has 2.5 clear weeks to go?
Yes, that's right.
We've been doing some thinking and we've both decided that you should have that time together without having to think of work or look after us at all. But we want you to take official leave, starting tomorrow.
But that means I can't stay here, you know that. Where can we go? I can't take Teely to the colony. She'd be wretchedly uncomfortable.
I suppose we could go to my flat. That is, if it's still mine, I could ask.
Oh, stars!
We do have a suggestion.
What? Or rather, where?
We did think this through, you know, Bert. We thought you might like to take Teely and show her Claire Glorious.
You don't mean it.
We rented it for you from tomorrow, sweetie. You two will have to watch out for Mrs. Williams. Don't forget she comes in every other morning. Teely's going to have to look sharp with the look-like spells. she's going to keep things tidy, bring in your shopping, and we'll settle up at the end of the fortnight.
You're too good to us.
It's coming out of your wages, mind.
So I should hope. Seriously, I don't know how to thank you.
No, we should really have thought of it before. Take some time and be alone. From all I've heard, you might need it.
Ah, you're awake.
Yes. Ooh. I do hope I can stop needing to sleep in the afternoon soon. It makes everything feel so disjointed. And what are you doing outside again? Aren't you frozen?
No, I love being outside. It's so seldom I can go out without the risk of being seen.
That's the luck in you. If you lived in a colony, you'd probably be a forager and work in the open air like your brother.
I'd be even more terrified of being seen then. No, it's this place. I loved it from the second I saw it. That answers your first question, too. I was thinking of how amazing it's been to be able to share it with you. I never thought I'd get the chance. I wish we could stay here forever.
We couldn't live like this all the time, darling. We weren't made for it, either of us. In the end, we'd both have to come out of this blissful magic bubble and find something to do.
I suppose you're right, but it's going to happen much too soon for my liking. When I think of the future...
Lovebirds! Any lovebirds round here? Blood and Mercury! Where are you two sucking ducks? I didn't come all this way just for the fishing, you know.
Oh, ball bearings.
Oh, the future seems to have found us. What does he want?
Over here, sir.
Ah, there you are. That's more like it.
Is anything wrong?
Which takes the prize for today's most thunderingly stupid question. Just think, young addlebrains. Would I have gone all the way to your place, scared your humans half to death, cause that ridiculous creature you've taken up with to nearly howl the house down, then have to come here and go through all this rigmarole if nothing was wrong?
I'm sorry, I'll amend the question. What's wrong, sir?
A quick learner. Thank God. Cold enough to freeze Mercury out here. I suggest we go inside, where all will be made clear.
In here, sir. We lit the fire. It's lovely and warm.
Very kind.
Can I offer you something, sir?
Thanks. Now take a drop of that scotch. It's Siberian out there, and don't you dare go polluting it.
Zia, anything for you?
Some of the still elderflower.
Staying off the sauce, I'm glad to see you. That's good. Good. Yes. You're looking fit, young Teely. Are you feeling better?
I'm getting stronger every day, sir.
Good. You might need to be.
Sir, please, tell me what's wrong.
I shouldn't, if anybody ever found out I was here. But there. Here's the top, bottom and side of it, young Teela, my girl. I found out today. They're going to reclassify you.
Bronson Lett. Where?
That's the point. They want to make you Green Circle.
No. They can't do that.
They can, and they will. All protests disregarded, all pleas for leniency ignored, even after all my years of service. Not even Green Triangle. It's a Nyan disgrace, that's what it is.
Please, someone tell me. What does that mean?
Our classification system is complicated, young Lep. Colours and shapes. The lighter the colour, and the more corners on the shape, the higher up you are. Take it from me, our green is low. Only two colours under it, brown and black. And they're the dregs, the criminal classes, the outcasts. They're reclassifying Teela as low as they dare, given her past record. And mark this, circle. No corners. No chance of being upgraded ever.
I think I'll join you.
Oh, what am I going to do?
That's rather the point, isn't it? If Teela goes back to the Herald, she'll never be allowed outside again. They'll make lead sure I can't get near her, nor any of her old friends. She'll be worse than a slave. You don't want it, and neither do I. It'll be a criminal waste. You've got 2 weeks to think of something else.
Zia, you should be sleeping and do come down. You know how I feel about that. I've told you so many times.
What does it matter? I may as well enjoy it while I can, but if you insist...
Why don't you go back to bed? There's no point us keeping each other awake all night, and I need to think.
I'd rather stay here. Let's be together. Well, we can.
All right, honey. Can I get you anything?
No. Thanks. You know, it was fantastic of Bilby to come and warn us, but in some ways, I do wish he hadn't. I've been thinking till my brain hurts. What can we do? For the next 2 weeks, it's... Well, it's all about doing things while we can, isn't it? Would have been better if we didn't know.
Zia, don't you ever talk like that. Do you think I'm going to stand by and risk losing you ever again?
Oh, darling, stop. It's no good talking like that. They've got me in a corner. I called one too many tunes, they say. Now I've just got to pay the piper. I can't think of a way around it.
You could run away.
Oh, but... Oh, gold on my heart. If I've learned one thing from this awful year, it's that running solves nothing. I can't run. I'd lose you all the same. And you definitely can't. You've got far too much to leave behind. Your family, Brian and Dale, your work, your home.
Teela, listen to me and believe what I say, because I've never been more serious in my life. I've learned something from this year too. All the things and people in the world couldn't make me happy if I didn't have you. No, listen, it's true. When we broke up, I tried to comfort myself with all the things that you just mentioned. And it was useless. I can't, I won't go back to feeling that way again, Zia. And nor can you. We have to find an answer.
What do you think I've been trying to do? I can't think of one. There isn't one.
There is. One so simple, I don't know why I didn't think of it before.
Well?
You could marry me.
Oh, holy golden moon!
I know it's not the way you might have wanted this to happen, but honestly, Zia, I've been thinking about this for longer than you'd believe. If we got married, you'd be free from Elfhold's jurisdiction. Then comes the tricky part. If Brian and Elle cut up rough, I'd have to ask to be relieved of my post and not take another, which would mean Shauna Sharon would give me an early discharge. That wouldn't be too bad. I have quite a bit saved. We could go to my colony or find a place a bit less crowded. Maybe out in the country, somewhere near my brother Niall. You might like it out there better, and it would be healthier for Cass.
Oh, but...
I know it's not the life you're used to, honey, but we'd manage. I have a lot of qualifications, so I could get a decent job, and you could get work too if you wanted to.
But...
Oh, I've done this all wrong and put the most important bit last. Silly, I absolutely love you and I won't live without you and I'd want to marry you even if you weren't being reclassified. And please, please, oh please say you will. Teely, see how? Why are you crying?
I've been trying to say yes for the last 5 minutes. You wouldn't let me get a word in.
You have? I mean, you will? You really will marry me even if we have to live in a lep colony?
Yes, I really will. My golden star. Live in a bird's nest as long as I can live in it with Cassie and you.
Oh, wow. You've been listening to Bert's Place. If you'd like to know what goes on in my life between podcasts, why not check out my journal at www.bertsplace.co.uk.